Nah. Actually, that's a really good idea. I should introduce my band. Yeah, back here on the bass, playing the big bass, little bass. He's all the way from Nashville, Tennessee, and he's a guy that plays in the studios a lot over there, owns a couple of them probably, and does an excellent job of playing the bass. Would you welcome Duke Spiker? And on the violin, a guy who, I bet a lot of you have seen this guy before up here. And, he and I did a TV show a couple years ago. We were on this country music award show, this ACM thing. It was down in L.A. And I was playing with Travis Tritt, and he was playing with Willie Nelson. And they told him that before the show that maybe he shouldn't get the hawk up, you know what I mean? Because they were kind of afraid people might start changing channels or something. And I said, Gabe, if you don't go ahead and do it, you don't have a hair on your ass. Or on your head. And so I'm standing backstage and I'm watching this big screen. And through all this blue smoke, Willie Nelson's on stage and all this blue smoke. And then all of a sudden, the smoke parts and there's Gabe taking a solo. So I'm like, yeah, baby. Best thing I saw all night. This is Gabe Witcher on the violin over here, folks, from Los Angeles, California. Thank you. And this fellow over here comes from Philadelphia. There you go. Yeah, long ways from home, didn't he? It's going to take a long time to get home, man. But he's played on lots of records, and I think he's just a great guitar player. Really pleased to be able to just share the stage up here with him. Matter of fact, it's Mr. Mark Cosgrove. And on the drums, the earliest bluegrass music instrument, the oldest bluegrass music instrument, the drums. And he's played with everybody. I mean, if, you know, it's hard to name somebody that Larry hasn't helped out at some point in his career. And he played with C-Train, played with Peter Rowland, played with Emmylou Harris and Sam Bush and John Cowan. And he plays on the road with me and Alison Krauss. And we just couldn't do without him. This is Larry Adamanian. Back then. So we're going to play a slow song for you now, because I haven't heard one today. This is a song I wrote for my wife, Jill. This is called Senior's Lament.